Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reads, lawyers say law keeping 12-year-old homicide suspect's case in adult court is unconstitutional. What to do with our youngest offenders who've committed serious crimes remains a question as we bring in Dr. Ken Harris, host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth and former Milwaukee police lieutenant. This is the case, Dr. Ken, I'd almost lost track of it because it's been a couple of years. The 12-year-old who was upset that he wasn't allowed to order something online went and retrieved a gun from the family home and killed his mom. And this is still making its way through court.
It really wasn't that simplistic.
Not cut and dry.
Cut and dry. But the fact that a 12-year-old shot and killed his mother. Now, the flip side to that is the Slender Man girls in Waukesha were tried as adults. And they appealed. And the appeals court judge said, no, they're going to be tried as adults. So there's consistency. You know, I'm not a big fan of prosecutors and DAs and judges who, you know.
Or most people.
Always want to get promoted. And, you know. But in this instance, I'm torn. I was torn for the Slender Man girls, too. You're 12, 13 years old. You have no idea what you're doing. I'm sorry. Your brain isn't fully developed till you're 25. And you're 10 years, 8 years younger than that? No. Adult court, no. Now, the only thing I can see is that the resources you would get in adult court are different from the resources you get in juvenile court, which are virtually none.
And is it accurate to say if you're prosecuted in juvenile court, once you hit 18, like you're out, there are no further consequences after that? Can they only hold you till you're a legal adult?
Correct. But I believe in the state of Wisconsin, when it's mental health or defect, you get released at 26. But as an adult, they can hold you indefinitely.
Well, who would take this kid?
What do you mean?
Like, where would he go?
Mm-hmm. He can't go to an adult court. I mean, to an adult prison. So, I mean, he'll go to a juvenile facility.
Even if convicted in adult court.
I mean, right, they're not going to send a 12-year-old with.
Right.
Yeah, and here's the weird part. He was 10 when he committed the crime. We have a law in Wisconsin where at that age, you can be tried. Even though we don't convict kids younger than, 11? Like, he's 10. But they still took him to court because of the type of crime that he committed.
Well, and that's the interesting thing, is you're not evaluating the age of the offender. You're evaluating the seriousness of the crime as to why it can end up in adult court. So why not try 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds for adult crimes when they shoplift, when they do whatever?
I don't think you should separate the two. Right. I think age has a lot to do with it, maturity. And just because he got tested and wasn't found to be criminally insane, that has no bearing on the fact that his brain is literally not developed.
How do we move forward with this particular case? How do you think this is going to stay in adult court, and then what?
I would say watch it as close as possible. I think this is going to have a negative effect on future cases where it's an accident, but you have the same outcome, and now everybody – every kid is now going. So why do we have 17? You know, you can be tried as an adult. Well, now it's what, 12? 10? At what point does it stop? And the way society is today, people will become divided. Then they'll start to argue it. Then it'll get into the politics and the legislation. And we'll have idiotic laws on the books based on irrational fear. And that's what scares me.
Dr. Ken Harris, host of the afternoon show, 101.7 The Truth. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.